Jane Austen, Northanger Abbey, read by Steve Patriarca. Jane Austen wrote the novel, which we now know as Northanger Abbey, in the 1790s. She used the working title Susan, and she sold it to a publisher, but it wasn't published. Austen's brother Henry brought it back, and Jane Austen seems to have revised it much later. After her death, Henry Austen gave it the title Northanger Abbey, and it was published posthumously, along with Persuasion. As it remains, at least stylistically, a relatively immature work, the writing is perhaps more clumsy than we are used to in the later novels. There are many long, convoluted sentences which make it difficult to read out loud. However, if you take note of the rest of this introduction and the way the novel works as a satire, then it will be much easier to follow. Because there are parallel lines in the book where we have one idea of what the heroine ought to be feeling if she were the heroine of a Gothic novel, and what is really the case in Jane Austen's story, her rather more ordinary world. There are, of course, those moral judgments and assessments of character which we're familiar with in the later novels. Jane Austen is quite hard on her own sex, and she's even more critical of the oafish John Thorpe. Of course, the qualities she admires are all to be found in the family of the Tilneys. But one of the great interests of the novel lies in its work as a satire of the so-called Gothic novel. Horace Walpole's Gothic story, The Castle of Otranto, was published in 1764. It heralded a literary genre which spawned the so-called Gothic novel, the development of Gothic horror. The term Gothic refers both to the Goths and to Gothic architecture, the setting in which so many of these stories take place. The most famous of the genre include Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, Bram Stoker's Dracula, and the works of Edgar Allan Poe. In the 20th century, there was a revival of interest in such works and their offspring in the genre of the horror film. Even more recently, many of the Harry Potter stories draw heavily on the Gothic genre. At their best, the writers of the Gothic touch on the sublime and take us beyond ourselves. They have a clear moral scope.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?